Well, Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to settle with victims of devastating wildfires in a deal that still needs to be approved. KCBS's Scott Letiri reports the announcement comes as an approaching deadline looms.
After intense negotiations, PG&E has struck a $13.5 billion deal to settle legal claims against the company from victims of devastating fires in 2015, 2017, and last year.
The victims should expect to be made whole.
This is Eric Goodman, who is representing fire victims.
Your house burnt down and only part of the value of the property has been recovered through insurance. The remaining amount that you're owed is something that you could recover from the trust that will be set up pursuant to the plan of reorganization.
Under the deal, PG&E will provide funds for people who lost homes and loved ones in the fires that include claims from the Camp Fire in 2018, the Tubbs Fire in 2017, and the Butte Fire in 2015, but does not cover the utility's potential liability for more recent fires, including the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County. Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane says she hopes this settlement will lead to big changes at PG&E.
The public says, let's break up the monopoly and let's turn it into a nonprofit in any way we can.
A bankruptcy judge still has to sign off on the deal. The utility has until the end of June to come up with a restructuring plan. Victims have until December 31st to file claims if they want to be included in the settlement. Scott Letiri, KCBS.